Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
That's Otis Redding.
Watching the ships.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back at 7 till the hour. We're visiting with our good friend Joan Mobley. She's my good friend. I've known her for almost a year now, but you're just meeting her for the first time. Joan is with JTM Consulting and the leader of that organization, and works with Chambers of Commerce, which is what we're doing right now. I am at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, one of my favorite cities, right here at the near the confluence of the Ohio, the Monongahela, and the Allegheny Rivers. And Joan and I have been working on a project. It's primarily, she's been leading the project. I've been kind of just plugging in from time to time on this inner city visit project that we've been working on. And we talked earlier with a veteran of those, Harvey Schmidt, with the Raleigh Chamber of Commerce. Joan, what else would you like for my audience, hopefully, or chamber members, maybe their board members, who knows, maybe professionals in the in chambers, what would you like for them to know about the inner city visits?
I think it can be one of the most important programs that a chamber offers for a variety of reasons. Harvey talked about the content side mm-hmm. of the program and going to another area of the country and mm-hmm. seeing how they have dealt with issues, sparking ideas among your delegates as to how you can address a similar issue at home. But one of the biggest benefits is the relationship building. When you share an experience,
the networking
and you build trust between each other.
That's the big deal, isn't it?
It is.
Communities cannot fight each other anymore.
No.
We don't need to fight each other. We're not competing from one county to the next. We're competing from one continent to the next.
Exactly.
We got to work together.
Right. And you know, we were here yesterday with the Alliance for Regional Stewardship, and the whole focus of their effort is to really think regionally mm-hmm. and that the country is these metro regions and now mega regions, and it really is the opportunity for leaders to come together and really look at shared issues. Not that you're going to pick up the idea and plop it down. You've got to think about it, how it can mm-hmm. be customized to your mm-hmm. community. But the relationships that get built, oftentimes we're in our cities and there are leaders who are in their own area of expertise and they don't have the time to really spend with
right.
each other.
Right.
Talking about kids, talking about things they like, and through asking questions and in conversations, you realize that you really do all share a common community vision.
No question about
and,
it.
And that changes how when you get back home, you pick up the phone and call Joe rather than having to have someone create an introduction. You already
right.
have the introduction.
And the thing that the relationship you just mentioned could be between one chamber member in one chamber and a chamber member in another chamber, but also people in the same chambers. I mean, look at the networking that happens within the chamber that's making the transit, the visit.
That's truly my point, is
yeah.
that the benefit to the community that's doing the trip is that the relationships among their delegates, their leaders, the head of the sports council probably has never had much time with the head of the arts commission.
Right.
But through this experience,
right.
they might be sitting next to each other at dinner mm-hmm. or on the bus, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, they begin to realize it's not arts versus sports.
And
sport.
We're in this together, yeah.
It's arts complementing
sports.
It's
not either or, it's both and.
And how do we create an arts project where
yeah.
kids interpret sports through the visual medium?
Right, yeah.
So it's amazing what happens, and I've seen it in so many ways throughout the country.
Well, it's a bloom that's waiting to happen, isn't it?
It is.
And so we've got the document that you put together, you and Ian Scott, right,
yes.
who works with ACCE. And did a great job. He's been kind of the shepherd of this thing.
He has been, yes.
And so we want to make sure we mention him, and he's done a great job. We got a document. It's a hard copy document. We're also going to be online with this, right?
We are. In fact, if you're here at the conference, you will be getting a copy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, it will be sent to every ACCE member.
Right.
And if you are not an ACCE member, which we wish you were,
right.
You can go online to acce.org, and there'll be a link.
Right.
And we hope this is the beginning of a dialogue around inner city mm-hmm. visits, that the website will give you sample documents, will give you an opportunity to upload agendas for those that are doing this, to share with each other, to really begin having a pool of people out there that can become a resource to each other. If you've got a question, put it on the dialogue
right.
and get back some responses.
Well, even if you get it, the hard copy, you're going to get one, probably, And the website is so important because it's going to, when the book is shredded and people have worn it out, the website will still be there. And folks, if you're not a member of the ACCE, but you are a chamber, you're going to be able to use this website. That's part of the deal. I wanted to make sure that every chamber has an opportunity to get to this, because this is bigger than an ACCE, really, the promoting of goodwill among chambers.
Exactly, and goodwill among communities and regions.
Absolutely.
It really
Give
is.
Give us your website, please, Joan.
It's through ACCE.org.
Your website.
Well, you know what?
What?
I don't have a website.
We're going to have to work on that, Joan.
We're going to have to work on that. We certainly
I'll work on that with Joan, folks. But it's ACCE.org, folks. You want to make sure you check that out. Look for the Inner City Visit link. Thank you, Joan, for the good work on this project.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
And we'll see you next time.
And thank you for your support.
Well, thanks. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. I'll be back from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.